From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are news. We are information. We are the weekend. We are about the weekend, almost. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Friday, February 22nd, 2008. I'm worried about my weekend plans a little bit.
Why?
It's snowing awfully hard.
I know.
And I'm supposed to drive upstate.
Oh, no.
Yes. So we'll just cross our fingers, hope a little all-wheel drive does what it's supposed to do.
It's one of those things that once you get up there, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, just getting up there.
Just getting up there might be the problem.
Fingers crossed.
I'm going to hunker down in the city.
There you go. What's on the show today?
We are going to talk about anonymous sources, charges of sloppy journalism. No, not the brouhaha at the New York Times over the John McCain story. This is about the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern. The dean there was called out by a student over using questionable quotes. The intrigue and all the facts coming up.
Of course, last night was the big Democratic showdown in Texas, Democratic debate between Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. We're very curious what a conservative blogger thought about what happened last night. So we're going to talk to our pal Eric Erickson from Red State.
And the big winner in this year's Oscar race, Marfa, Texas. Ever heard of it? Well, they get a lot of attention from Hollywood. The small town is featured in two Oscar-nominated movies, No Country for Old Men and There Will Be Blood. Two local stars join us on the line. I'll walk you through some of the day's headlines in just a minute, but first, here is the BPP's big story. Serbia has to step up security. That's what American and European officials are saying after protesters in the Serbian capital, Belgrade, set fire to the U.S. embassy there yesterday. The German and British missions also came under attack.
Serbs were protesting against foreign governments that expressed support for Kosovo's vote to become an independent country. The burned body of one of the protesters was found inside the U.S. compound, but no foreign diplomats were hurt in the violence.
Rioters did not make it into the secure parts of the U.S. embassy. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick held the Serbian government responsible for the violence.
Serbia's leaders bear a special responsibility in this regard to not condone or in any way tolerate members of their government inciting others to violence or in any way hinting that it is acceptable.
At least 150,000 people attended the state-backed rally yesterday that led to the violence. Officials said police were overwhelmed. It was the biggest march since protesters stormed the old Yugoslav parliament building in 2000 to oust nationalist leader Slobodan Milosevic.
And violence wasn't restricted to Serbia. In the Croatian capital of Zagreb, police arrested 44 people who burned the Serbian flag in retaliation for Serb attacks on the Croatian embassy in Belgrade.
European Union officials say the tension could harm progress on a preliminary deal on Serbia's ties with the EU. That's the BPP's big story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines from Rachel.